In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the story of Israel is the story of the church. We really haven't changed much. God chooses a people. He chooses a people. He puts his favor upon his people, and then his people turn from him. He allows his people to experience pain. He brings them through the desert. He lets them feel what it means to be without him. They repent. The Lord draws them back to himself. Now, this is the story of Israel and the church. And, you know, Israel was really a reprobate group of people. They were very much into, let's do what everybody else does, you know. This, I want to tell you, the church is into the same thing. The people of God were going to do what everybody else does. But you see, if you knew who you were in Jesus, you would not do what everybody else does. If you knew the dignity you had because Jesus Christ dwells in your heart, you would not do what everybody else does. You would do what God calls you to do. If you knew who you were. And I know that's the big problem, the identification of who we are. There is a big problem of people not knowing who they are in Jesus. You know, one of the big problems of priests is they have no idea who they are in Jesus Christ. I know that. They don't know their identity. And so some priests, they have to kind of get in the group, you know. They got to be part of the group and be accepted. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be accepted, but not because I'm part of the group, but that I'm leading the group to heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to be part of the group, but I want to lead the group to heaven. That's what I'm involved in, that people's lives would be sold out for Jesus. You see, if people are acting foolish and they're getting drunk, and I'm not having them part of that kind of stuff, you want to know why? Because I know who I am. Okay, I know who I am. And I'm not telling you I'm better than anybody, but wouldn't it be a miserable thing if there I am in the midst of this stuff, in the midst of this stuff, while people are getting drunk? You know, and I'm just, ha ha, ho ho, he he. So I don't know who I am. See, listen, I absent myself from things like that. I want nothing to do with it. I do not want to be part of the crowd. I do not want to be part of the gang. You see, because I'm a Christian, and Jesus Christ dwells in my heart. And I'm a priest, and Jesus Christ has given me authority. Now, sometimes that can be a little lonely. Okay, sometimes that can be a little lonely. Because, you know, the world is going one way, and the kingdom is going another. The world is going down the drain, and the kingdom is going up the waterfall. I'm going to tell you, that's difficult. But you see, unless you know who you are, you cannot help people. Now, I want to tell you, I am no better than anybody else. I'm a sinner saved by grace. There's nothing better about me. And if there's anything good about me, it's the favor of God. Now, Israel was a reprobate, and she decided to do what everybody else did. And the way they did it was that they worshipped the nature gods. You know, that's what's happening today in 2010. People are into nature gods now. Isn't it funny? What Christianity and Judaism called us from, people are going back to today. It's Mother Earth. Isn't that wonderful? Mother Earth. I don't know if you ever listened to Rush Limbaugh, but you know what he said? This is a cute little thing. You know, Rush will say it. I wonder if preachers will. That they cannot find much of the oil spill in the Gulf. And Rush said, people are saying Mother Earth took care of it. And he said, no, it's not Mother Earth. It's God, the God of the Bible. It's Rush Limbaugh. That's Rush Limbaugh. You might not agree with him, but in, when he said a thing like that, that's a preacher. That the oil spilled, they can't find it anymore because God took care of it. And you know what he said next? He says, because God loves us. This is Rush Limbaugh, the billionaire. Now, I do not agree with a lot of things that he does. You know, he's married five times. You know, it's none of my business. But the point of the matter is this, that here's this man knows that it's God. But the nature religions are taking root. One friend of mine came to me the other day and said, you know, Father Tom, I talk about Jesus and nobody wants to listen because they're all into Mother Earth. And then he said, you know, I was very discouraged one day. And all of a sudden, I turned you on the radio. And you were talking that Mother Earth was nothing but a creature. And it was God who loved the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24. He said, thank God. He said, it really encouraged me. So Israel, what did she do that everybody else did? She worshipped false gods and went to temple prostitutes, okay? Went to temple prostitutes. And why did they go to temple prostitutes? Oh, because they were filthy, rotten in their sex life. And also, they thought that if they went to the temple prostitutes, that the land would become fertile. All right? So what does God do? God admonishes his people. God admonishes his people. He tells them no. And he's going to let them suffer because they're living like pigs. Maybe you're living like a pig and God is giving you suffering and he's calling you to repentance. Maybe you're living like a pagan and God is telling you, I still love you and I want you to change. Will you only turn your face back to me? And it's not too late, and your future will not be judged by your past. You know, maybe you have gone astray. You know, it's easy to go astray in the world. It's easy to go astray in the world. You know, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long to go astray in the world. It doesn't take long. You know, there's drugs and sex and all this craziness and people going out of their minds. It doesn't take long to go astray. But you see, Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. So Israel now has just turned back to God. And listen to what the Lord says in the 11th chapter of Hosea. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. You see, it was the Lord who brought Israel out of Egypt through the sea. When she was a child, when she was little, as they called them, so they went from them. But then they began to sacrifice to the Baals, and they burned incense to graven images. I called them out of Egypt, and now they start to worship false gods. They are worshiping false gods. They're into idolatry. I called them, but they didn't listen. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they did not even know that it was I who healed them. Israel didn't know that the healing that they had received had come from God. They were so totally unaware what God had done for them. And what does he say? And so I drew them with cords of a man with bands of love. I drew them with bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws. And I laid meat unto them. I fed them. I took off their chains. I took off their ropes. They didn't even know it was me. And I began to feed them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king, because they refuse to return. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent on backsliding from me, my Lord. Does it sound like the church? Does it sound like you? Let me tell you. My people are bent on doing the things that everybody else is doing. My people are bent on going astray. My people are bent on having their own way. My people are bent of not serving God, but living in the world and just becoming reprobate. Sin.
Will they call them to the Most High? None of them would exalt him. How shall I give you up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver you, Israel? How shall I make you as Admah? How shall I set you as Zebulun? My heart is turned within me, and my repentings are kindled together. So God sees all the wickedness of his people. He sees all that they have done. He sees all the idolatry. He sees all the love that they have given to the false gods. He sees all how they have turned away from him. He sees all that they don't even acknowledge him or thank him for healing them. He sees all this stuff that they have done to him. God experiences this as pain. He says, like a lover, how can I still give you up? You know, this is God, the lover. You know, what would you do if your spouse kept on prostituting you? What would you do if your spouse kept on prostituting you? Israel is the spouse of the Lord. And he cries out, how can I give you up? Like God crying out for a broken people, and these broken people are not crying out for God, that the Lord loved us first. It is not you who have chosen him, it is he that has chosen you. It is not you that has loved him first, it is he that has loved you first. That the Lord cries out, even when we're in our misery, in our garbage, in our manure, in our sin, in our darkness, and God says, how can I give them up? They're my people. I love them to the sea. I sent my son to die for them. How can I give my people up? Even though they don't acknowledge me, even though they join the world, even though they've backslidden, even though they've worshipped false gods, even though, how could I give them up? This is the cry of a lover, because the God of Israel is the spouse of the church. Oh yes, the God of Israel is the spouse of his people. You know what it says in Isaiah? Your creator has become your husband. Your creator has become your husband. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One in the midst of you. And I will not enter into the city. In other words, you've given me up, but I won't destroy you. I will not destroy you. Why? Because I love you too much. I love you too much. I love you too much. I will not destroy you. It is not in my heart to destroy you. Even though you've spit in my face, even though you've worshipped false gods, even though you've gone astray, I will not destroy you in the fierceness of my anger. Because I'm not a man. I am God. I am God. And my love never changes. My love never changes for my people. My love is constant. Even when my people spit in my face, I am loving them. I will never stop loving you. God's love is constant, 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 constant. He does not reject us. And then they shall walk after the Lord, and he shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the rest. And they shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, said the Lord. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah shall rule with God, and he is faithful to his saints. I'm telling you, this God of Israel, this God of the church, is not like any other person. This God of the church, this God of Israel, this blessed triune God, this God would always calls out for his people. And if you want to see it embodied, you look at Jesus. You look at Jesus crying over Jerusalem. When he cries out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I have longed to take you under my wings, like a mother hen would take her chicks, but you would not come. The tears of Jesus as he sits on the Mount of Olives. Jerusalem, 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 I have longed to take you under my wings, like a mother hen would take her chicks,
but you would not come. He speaks your name now. Put your name in it. Put your name in it. Peter, John, Frank, Marianne, Louise, I have longed to take you under my wings. I have longed to take you under my wings like a mother hen would take her chicks, and you would not come. Come, please come. My heart is out of love for you. I have longed for you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Oh, come. This is God. This is the God who spoke the world into existence. We were at the ocean yesterday. This vast ocean. He spoke this ocean into existence. He said, let there be, and there was. And then he cries out for you. You who are backslidden. You who have joined the world. You who will not even confess your sins anymore. You who have become so hardened in your heart. I have longed to take you under my wings like a mother hen would take her chicks, but you wouldn't come. Come, please, come. I will not destroy you. I will not abandon you. I will not hurt you. I will wash you clean in the blood of my son. I will wash you clean in the blood of my son. I will not remember your sins after you confess them. I will not remember your sins after you confess them. I will not remember them. I will put them as far as the east is from the west. I will not judge your future by your past. Will you just come unto me? Come unto me. Come unto me. For I long for you. I long for you. I long for you. And you said, how can you long for me, Lord? How can you long for me? Because I have spit in your face. And the Lord answers, because I am God and not a man. Because I sent my son to die for you. Because my love is not fickle. When I say I love. And I'll never stop loving you. This is God. This is God. But you have the choice to come. And I'm going to tell you, all that shame that you have is not of God. That keeps you from God. That's demonic. That's diabolical. That's satanic. Shame, you just give your shame to Jesus Christ, because you know what? He says, come to me. And I will never reject you. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. I will not call to mind your sins anymore. I will not. It is not I. It is the accuser of the brother, and his name is the devil. Don't get him mixed up from God. God never will call to mind your sins and put your face in it. The 14th chapter.
O Israel, return unto the Lord your God. For you have fallen by your sins. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say to him, take away all of our sins. Receive us graciously. Take with you words. Now, tell him words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm guilty, but I come to you. Take with you words, words. Get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm back. I'm sorry. I throw this guilt and torment into the blood of Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't live like this anymore. If you grace me, help me, help me. I am helpless.
And then the Lord says, I will heal your backsliding. I will love you freely, for my anger is turned away from you. That's Hosea 14:4. I will be as the dew unto Israel. This is how gentle God is. I will be as the dew unto Israel. You see, when the dew falls, it doesn't hurt. It's just like imperceptible, but it covers every piece of grass. I will be so gentle unto Israel, and he shall grow as the lily, and he shall cast roots as Lebanon. My God, what more do you need? What more do you need? I will not be like torrential rains, but like the dew, you can't even see it, but I will soak you with my mercy. I will soak you with my love, for your backsliding is ended. I will not recall your sins. What more do you need? Like, what more do you need? Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, without one plea, but that the blood of Jesus was shed for me, and that you bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am. I have spit in your face. I have rejected you. I have become like the world. But it's over now, Jesus. I surrender. I come. I come. I come. I give you my heart again. I give you my soul. I give you my body. I give you my time. Just as I am, I come. I come. Just as I am. And you will be like the dew unto me. The dew of the light of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The dew that is so imperceptible that will cover me and drench me from the inside out, from the inside out, from the inside out, from the inside out. From the inside out, just as I am, I come. And Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. Hallelujah. Just tell him now, with words, I'm sorry. I'm back. I want to go forward. I don't want to backslide. Save me and I'm saved. Heal me and I'm healed. I want your Holy Spirit. I want your Holy Spirit. I want your Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. More of your Holy Spirit. Some people are going to have to drive to the side of the road because things are happening in you now. Don't be foolish. Now let God work in you. Just drive to the side of the road. Get in a safe place where no one's going to hit you. Safe place. Pull over, pull over. Pull over, pull over, pull over where no one's going to hit you. Pull over. Let the Lord love you. 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 Just let Him love you. Let Him love you. Let Him tell you, I've loved you with an everlasting love in your mind. Let Him tell you, I have plans for you. I've got plans for you. I've got plans for you. For in thee the fatherless find mercy. Lord, be our daddy. For Lord, we live in a fatherless generation. Be our daddy. Lord, we see women in need. They are looking for daddy's love, and they find it in older men, and they never find daddy's love. Be our daddy. Father, be daddy to me. and to each of us. Lord, deliver each of us from self-hatred. Lord, flood me with your Holy Spirit. Let me thrive in the love of the Father. Please be Daddy to us. Be Daddy to us. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his holy and glorious name. May his name be exalted throughout all the ages. May Jesus Christ be praised in you. May the Lord call you to himself. Listen tonight, if you need to go to confession, during the 7:30 Mass, there'll be confession at the Holy Rosary of 7:30 Mass tonight. There'll be a priest there for you, that you can just get rid of all the garbage. 7:30 Mass in Holy Rosary in Luther. We will be worshiping God at 5 o'clock in the evening, singing songs unto his holy and awesome name. So you want to join us, you can. Today's the 5th of August, 2010. Today is Thursday. We'll continue to worship God on Sunday between 7 and 7:30, praising his holy and awesome name. I do need to tell you that I need to hear from you, because we are far behind in our bills. And I know somebody could just write a check and just do it all for us. But you know, every little bit helps. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I'll give you Jimmy's telephone number, because you know what? He's the best. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Come tonight to the Holy Rosary. Get to confession. 7:30 Mass. Come tonight. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.